How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted, and I am in here today with my boy, Kyle David, a.k.a. Cropsy. Say what's up to the fam, y'all.
What's up, guys?
So Kyle actually was on... Uh-oh. Kyle was the dying trip. Kyle was on the podcast, I don't know how long ago, but we did that Zoom call. You remember that? Yeah. So if you guys haven't checked out that episode, go check it out. It's with Cropsy. He shares his amazing story and how he got into like working for the Legion team, which is where we are right now. We're in the Bay Area, North Bay Area, in the amazing Legion studio. It's freaking awesome. So what we're going to do today, guys, is I'm basically going to quick fire a bunch of rapper questions, music production questions.
Hit
me. Because, we kind of already got the first date. Which is our first podcast. We got that out the way. You know, the first date is like, baby, where do you go to school? Like, what's your favorite food?
Tell
like,
that's about your life.
Yeah. Like we already got the first date. This is date number two. This is like locking eyes. Like, we're about to get serious right now. Okay.
Yeah, shit's about to get.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start. We just did that Insta story, but let me ask you this. Like, what is like the number one tip that you could give to both rappers, producers, anybody, musician? Like, what's the number one tip you could give people?
My biggest tip would just to be, don't ever stop creating. You know what I mean? It's sometimes it's really hard to, you fall into this idea of what you're supposed to make, and you find yourself at a roadblock because you just have these limits that you've like subconsciously set for yourself. But really, just remember that you're doing what you do for a reason, you know what I mean? And like, since you were a kid, this is what you probably wanted to do, you know? And so it's just a matter of just creating and just keep making cool shit, you know what I mean? If it's cool to you, it's gonna be dope as fuck to somebody else, you know what I mean?
Right. So I want to talk about that, because earlier we were talking about how like, as creatives, we kind of like start to try to do stuff like everyone else. We sort of model people, but you had mentioned to me like, just stay focused on what you do. So can you like talk about that? Talk about like, why should you just try to make your own sound, and is there room to model other people?
Well, I mean, it's hard in this day and age with the internet to not even, like I said, subconsciously end up sounding like somebody else or swinging a different, you know, the same flow style or beat style. But, you know, like for me, it's like I have to remind myself that I've always been a creative person. You know what I mean? And before all this, the sounds and stuff like that, I was just making beats. You know what I mean? And if you can separate yourself from the entire world around you and just have fun just making sounds and putting sounds together and sounding fucking sick, then that's it. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, how do you like what do you think like is the... I don't know, like the stages or phases of development? Because I feel like when we first start making music, all we know how to do is copy other people. We don't know anything else. How do you get, because you've been in this for like 15 years making beats?
Well, yeah, I started making beats when I was like 16.
Yeah, so like how do you get to that? Like, what's those phases that we go through of a creative as we start out? We don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're copying everybody just to learn. And then eventually you get into that, I'm trying to make my own sound. Like, what are the phases you go through to get to that?
Well, I mean, you have this like romance phase where you first get into beat making and production and everything sounds fucking golden to you because you're just like, wow, I just made this. Like, that's so sick. Like, I'm so good at what I do. Wow. And then you hear it in comparison to somebody else's shit, professional, and you're like, wow, I suck. You
know what I mean? I go through that all the time.
Yeah,
right?
And so it's like, totally. It's like that. And then it's coming into the, you know, like the, for me personally, it's like the branching into new, maybe even using new software or new techniques and stuff like that. It's kind of like, oh, is it going to sound good? Or like, you know what I mean? But really it's just not being afraid to kind of just like, you know, for me, expanding on my knowledge of stuff was always a roadblock for me. So there was like a phase where I was just like kind of just like stuck in this whole like, this is like what I'm going to use and this is like what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? But really, like, there's just, don't be afraid to go out, you know what I mean? And like try new shit, you know? But so you got that phase one of just thinking that you're hella good and then realizing that maybe you're not, you know what I mean? And then you have the phase of where you're starting to learn and understand. And then like the most like freeing and liberating phase is when you understand, you know what I mean? Like whether that's how vocals sit and how an entire mix sits, but then when you understand that you really can make anything, you know what I mean? And that's when you get into the limitless phase where you're just like, wow, anything is possible, you know? So it's like, I wouldn't even say there's necessarily three phases or any amount of phases, you know what I mean? People just go through phases, sure. But like, when I was younger, it was thinking that I was hella good. And then it was, you know, there's a point where it was just like, all right, there's stuff that I need to learn. And then there's, you know, the point where I'm kind of at now is where I know that I can still learn. I'm always going to be learning, right. But that I have the ability to make it pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And even if it's not the best this day, an hour later, I can learn something new and make it better. You know what I mean? Absolutely. So it's like, that's kind of where I'm at right now, you know? So
what are some, let's gear toward producers really quick. Beat makers, producers, mixing, mastering, that world. What are a couple of, let's start with beat making. What are a couple of tools that you think producers should maybe have in their arsenal? What are some things they should be trying to get after? Maybe some VSTs or some certain producers with some loop pat, you know, there's so many producers throwing all these loops. There's all these VSTs. What are a couple that you think are like, these are ones that that you should probably be going after?
Well, just generally, like it really, when it comes down to just making beats, like it starts with the sample, just like the same way with you when recording vocals, you know what I mean? You want to get a good vocal. So it's the same thing with you get a good snare, you know? So it's like, that's super, super, super important. If you want crispy shit, it has to be crispy off the bat. Unless you're making them like yourself, then number one, pat yourself on the back because that's a lot. But at the same time, you know, that's one big thing.
So make sure that the sample sounds good.
Yeah, just from the get, you know what I mean? As far as VSTs, like I use Serum, and Serum's dope. It's more like geared towards electronic stuff. But of course, Omnisphere, Kontakt is more like a live instrument kind of directed, you know what I mean? But for if you're like a novice or you just want to, like for myself, as far as like beat production and just volume shooting or just trying to, you know, make hella beats, Arcade.
Yeah.
Arcade is great.
I knew you were going to say that.
So, I mean, but, and then remember that as a producer, you're just taking these sounds. And a sound by itself might sound insignificant, but that's not the end result. You know what I mean? Is you're adding multiple layers and everything is cohesive and it's playing together in sync. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like when I really sat back and told myself, like, look, like it's just a bunch of different sounds playing at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And all you want to do is make it sound pleasing to the ear. And that's just the mixing part, is just so it doesn't fuck your ears up and sound like shit. You know what I mean? Right. So, I feel like production, people are like, oh my God, it's so hard. But it's really, once you simplify it and just realize that you're just taking these sounds and you're putting them together, you know what I mean? And then you're fine tuning them. And then of course, like, you know, all the other creative shit, you know, is like drops and all that shit. It's just part of the vibe, you know? So, it depends, you know, but yeah.
What are some of the problems that you think, again, producers, what are some problems that producers run into creatively? Let's start with that. What are some problems that you think producers run into creatively?
Well, I mean, there's only like so many chords and, you know what I mean, as far as just arrangements that you could put together. Like there's people have scientifically, like my friend was showing me that people have tried to like create new shit and like, it's just, it can't be done. You know what I mean? So you're going to run into that, but it's more of just like, you know, if you're in a block, if you feel, cause everybody faces that, whether that's in music or just in general in fucking life, you know what I mean? You'll feel like you just hit like a roadblock creatively or just motivationally, but you know what I mean? It just depends on knowing yourself and you know, how you can break that And for me, it's just, you know, whether that's going out for me, like I'll go on a fucking long ass drive. And for some reason, just visually being moving fast, I don't know if it makes my brain move faster, but I'll just, stuff will start firing, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, that's how I'll break it. And people say like, yeah, listen to different music and stuff like that. Yeah, listen to different music, but just keep listening. You know what I mean? Because eventually you're going to slide out of that. Because all it takes, really, I swear, I feel like it's like you'll hear one thing. You'll hear one little thing, and that's all it takes. You'll get that same, that nerve shot down your arms where you're like, right. You know? So, but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's important to, in those slumps, not be like super fucking down on yourself and like hate yourself because you're just like, fuck, I'm a piece of shit because I like can't be like, am I really this? Can I do this? Of course you can. Of course you can do this. You know what I mean? You're just, you know, you're just in that moment right now. You just got to break through it. So,
right.
You know, that's really it.
I've talked about that a lot. Like, see, I think of this, of being in those slumps of, I try to do as much work prepping to not be in a slump. And I'll do things like, obviously, like dieting, exercising, reading books, being in the moment, being happy before I start making music. Mm-hmm. Because that's what makes me feel good about myself. Like building confidence.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God. Confidence is, that's a huge word, and it's the difference between cocky and confident. You know what I mean? And like, there's the cockiness, and then there's just being just confident in yourself and your ability and stuff like that. So that's like, that's such a difficult word.
Yeah. Have you heard that the difference? Like, I heard somebody say, cocky people have to tell everyone they're great. Confident people don't, because everyone already knows it.
Yeah, it's the same thing as people telling you they're hard. You know what I mean? But
it's different in music though, because in rap, that's actually part of the culture, is to present your bravado.
You know what I mean? But it's are you alpha or are you beta? Whatever. You know what I mean? Right. I had this. I was in the city, and we were at Safeway, and we were standing in line to go in. Right, and this lady was getting in her car. And we kind of locked eyes, and she was wearing a mask, and I was wearing a mask, and I was like smoking a blunt simultaneously, and she was like, said something about wearing masks, and I was like, yeah, like fuck this, you know what I mean? And so I started talking to her, and she mentioned, she's like, oh, I'm sort of like, my grandma's a psychic, and I have,
you are?
No, she's talking about her. Okay. She was saying that, and I was like, I stopped just anything I was thinking, and I was like, can I ask you something? And she said, yeah. And I was like, am I good at what I do? And she looked at me just straight face, and she's like, you're extremely good at what you do, but you lack confidence. And I was like, it fucking hit. I felt it in my core, because it fucking like, it freaked me out, because it's always been one of those things that I've like struggled with. When I was younger and like when I was drinking, I was cocky. And now it's like, I don't drink anymore. And so now it's like, I'm still struggling with my confidence. It's like, am I able to do this? Right. And so like, that's still one of those things that I'm always gonna, you know, I'm still learning on myself. So. But that stuck with me. The fact that like she said it like that, and I was like, wow. She's like, cause you got it. You have it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I work for Legion, and you know what I mean? I make money, you know, in music, and that's great. But there's always a next level, whatever that may be, you know? So, and it couldn't even be, maybe she's not even talking about music, next level of myself, you know what I mean? My own self-awareness, that could be what you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like confidence in myself, whether that's in music or in life, you know what I mean? So, it's always going to be something that you face. You know, it's the age of the internet. There's a million other people trying to do weird shit, cool shit, you know, fun shit, whatever. But just be yourself. There's nobody else is going to be like you. You know what I mean? So that's the biggest thing to come into, is just knowing who you are, being okay with who you are, and then just sharing what the fuck you love doing with everybody else. Right. You know what I mean? And then once you're doing that, then all the other shit will just start falling into place. You know what I mean? So. Cause it's like being cocky and actually not being that person is going to be the nightmare of having to keep up that facade. Is just, that sounds like too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To keep up that fake lifestyle or whatever. Just be your fucking self, dude. Just make beats. That's it. You know what I mean? Make music, have fun doing it, and then just share it with people. And there's people that are going to appreciate it. And then there's people on the back end that are going to fucking pay you for it. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, no, that's some really good value right there, bro. I feel like with, I think at the regular level, there's like that there's cocky people, there's confident people, but yeah. I kind of think there's like that next level, like the Michael Jordan, the Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. And I don't even think Michael Jordan was cocky. I think he only was cocky when he got unlocked, like when someone talked shit to him. Floyd Mayweather is cocky from the jump, but I also like, I think that
he was only cocky if he got pushed, but it was still like a humble confidence.
Yeah, but there's that next level of cocky where it's almost like you're controlling the cocky to set off your opponent in a way. Like obviously Conor McGregor too.
Yeah.
See, like Conor McGregor, like when he lost to Floyd, he was like really respectful, and like Floyd was respectful to him back. So it's like, it's almost like the cockiness is like, it is who they are, but they have that really, really strong level of humility too.
Yeah. Like humility is something that needs to be learned just as much as just, I guess, like, I don't want to say like controlling your confidence or controlling your cockiness, you know?
I think leading with humility has, for me personally in my life, has gotten me to, I mean, just honestly, just this right here, this moment, like, over 10 years ago, I got an auto DM on Twitter from Legion Beats and Hooks. And it was like, here, try these beats out. And I've gone from that to keeping track of the Legion journey, seeing all the email. And then I remember the first time I saw Gabe's face. I'm like, that's the dude who's running this beat conglomerate. These beats are like, you would never expect Gabe Schillinger's face to be what's these beats are. Like, yeah. You wouldn't. So I see, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, it's like so relatable. And then like, I just kept following, and now I'm in MIDI money. Now I'm fucking right here in the studio. And I'm only saying that because I've led with humility always.
Yeah.
Like, it's just always like, it's not that I am not good enough. It's that the person I'm talking to has some more to offer. They're an expert at something. Like, I think about that with every, and if you're not that person, I don't want to be around you if you're not trying to be at a high level.
Yeah.
But like, no, I feel like it's just always that humility.
I feel like, I don't know if it's humility as much as it is the willingness to learn. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like humility and like a little bit more on myself. When I was 23 years old, I caught a court case, and the judge told me, he said, we're going to make a fucking example of you. And he said this in front of the entire court. And because I'm just a white kid from Marin, you know what I mean? And when I talked to my PO, she said, you have zero humility. You know what I mean? And like, I was just like, for who I was then, I was just like, how fucking dare you? You know what I mean? You don't fucking know me. You know what I mean? But I didn't. I had zero humility at all for [S2] Wow. [S1] Like, or like understanding of why I was the reason why I was there. You know what I mean? It was my choices. My reaction is the reason why I was there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I chose to still blame other people, you know? So it's like, that's like the deep end of humility. You know what I mean? At the same exact time in my life, that's where I was just cocky as fuck. You know what I mean? And I had completely nothing to back it up but my own self and alcohol. You know what I mean? So it's like, but that's stuck with me until this day. You know what I mean? And like, you think about it, like, that's something that you do need to learn. And some people only learn the hard way. And in some situations, I am that person. You know what I mean? But then you learn that you don't have to. You know what I mean? So, yeah, humility, it's just depending on how you look at it, you know what I mean? And that's being able to, it's more of just accountability, not so much, you know what I mean, humility.
Well, when you're
accountable.
People who are humble generally hold themselves accountable,
yeah,
too. It's kind of hard, yeah, to find someone who's super humble and, yeah, they blame other,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, and like, these are all fucking life buzzwords, you know what I mean? It's sure. Just accountability, you know, humility and all that stuff. But these are all like, seriously, learning this shit will just make you a better person, and you'll be able to like just function in society and just as yourself better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's whether that's being an honest person, all that shit plays a part into just being, you know, progressing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause if you're not progressing internally, you're definitely not going to progress externally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like your shit, like rarely will somebody, unless you're like a fucking hitman or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, but rarely will, if you keep working on yourself, then that the external will grow as well. You know, yeah, what I mean?
Totally. So I think that, well, here's what I've noticed, right? I think a lot of, like, we're in the music community. That's what this whole podcast is geared towards, for musicians. And a lot of musicians, we want to know the things like, grow a fan base. We love those words. Grow a fan base, monetize your brand, social media marketing. These are like buzzwords people want to know more about.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always noticed, and this is from my progression and other people's, that you cannot get a fan base if you're not, you know, I just like reverse engineered, if you're not consistently putting out content and providing value, and you yeah. won't have the mental fortitude to do that if you don't have these things that we're talking about. So I feel like for me, something that I try to find myself helping people with is the ground level things, like for your personality, like the humility, yeah. the confidence. Yeah, that,
totally. It's like yeah. the just into music, into life, like you start to realize how cohesive everything is. You know what I mean? And like that's will be like your aha moment. You're like, oh my god, like I've been doing this all such a fucking weird way. Like, where's my fucking brain been? Well, it's just like, what, like, think about what you want to do and what you want to be. You want to be an artist. You want people to enjoy your music. You know what yeah. I mean? So your job is to make music. So just make music. Be unique, be yourself, show who you are, tell your story in your words. Anything, like for me, I was telling somebody the way that I write, like, is like, I literally am just saying the way that it's the way I think in my head into words. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, being able to capture that and tell your story that's really what's going to great. If you catch your fans emotionally, if you captivate them with that, you know what I mean? If you strike that nerve with them, if they get that tingling down their arms when they hear your music, they will be a fan forever.
Yeah, believe they'll get me. Whatever you want. 100%.
Believe me, they will just always, like, every time you drop a song on Spotify, they will listen to it because of that one time. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's a hugely cohesive thing, you know? So it starts with you and just understanding what you want to be, who you want to be. And it's more so who, not what you want to be, but who you want to be.
Totally.
You know what I mean? What kind of person do you want? What kind of footprint do you want to leave? You know what I mean?
Impact.
Impact. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it, you know?
I think I was just listening to, one of my favorite podcasts, MFCEO Project. And the guy was saying, like, do you want to be famous or do you want to be impactful?
Yeah, it's like, that's like, I know for a fact there was a point in my life where I was just like, oh, take the money over, you know what I mean, over whatever. But then that was when I was drinking, you know what I mean? Like, and like now it's just like, I'm not even so concerned about the notoriety or the, you know what I mean, people just like, I could care less about that. I'm still just so fucking hyped on the fact that I get to make music for a living and work with dope people and like help people. Like when people send me messages saying like, dude, you're so inspiring, like I love, like that shit, it like jerks a fucking tear every time, because I'm like, bro, like that means so much, like that's what I'm working for, you know what I mean? That I wouldn't have started this whole journey if it wasn't for that. Like, that's the fulfilling part, you know, is knowing that somebody else is going to take that energy and then just transfer that to somebody else,
right?
You know what I mean? So whether it's not, like, for example, the beat we just made, like homie's going to hear that and be like, wow, I'm fucking inspired, you know. And then he'll lay a verse down, and then his homies be like, wow, that fucking inspires me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, and it's all just little things, you know? So, and that came from me, bro. And that came from Gabe, and that came from everybody that I work, you know? So it's just like, it's just, you know, you want to keep that shit going.
Right. Who are some people that really impacted you, that you looked up to, that kind of helped you become who you are?
For sure. Do you mean like just generally?
I kind of do mean generally. Yeah.
Damn. That's a pretty big question. Well, like my parents, of course, you know what I mean? Like I've always, my dad, like, you know, we share like the same temper, but we also share the same like humor and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, I've had to unlearn some traits from him, and there's some that I've kept, you know what I mean? And then like my mom, I've learned like the shit that I've learned from my mom is for, you know, moms hit you with the one-liners and stuff like that. Like my parents definitely shaped me to be the person that I am, but I was the reason that I held myself back for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With alcohol. And like, there'd be times where my mom said, like, I didn't fucking raise you to be Lynn. And I was just like, fuck, you know what I mean? And so, like, of course, my parents had a huge impact, and they, you know, they're my parents, you know what I mean? But as far as music, or as far as, like, my career, I'd say that my friend Count Henny, producer in the UK, is one of my old best friends, older brothers, who to me was like a myth when we were younger. He was just like some dance producer in the UK.
Got it.
But he really has, you know, he actually just started making trap beats and shit like 2 years ago. And we've kind of just grown together, and just him teaching me just little mixing tricks and shit like that. He's like my mentor, you know what I mean? And then there's the team, Yanni, Mike, like Matt, everybody, dude, like this, it's, you surround yourself with people that like-minded people, good people that share the same goals. You know what I mean? And right. those are the most inspirational people. And then of course, Gabe, you know what I mean? I had this conversation with Gabe. We had a one-on-one last week. We went on a little drive, and I was just telling him that if it wasn't for him, like I don't even know what I'd be doing. You know, it's like, and like, I would hope that I'd still be not drinking. I hope that, you know what I mean? But he's given me the opportunity to live the life that I've always wanted to live, doing what I love doing. And like, there's nothing that I could never repay him, but by helping him keep growing this brand, you know what I mean? So, fuck, I don't know. I mean, that's a crazy thing. Cause I can't even say that the bad influences were so bad, because it's all part of who I am now, you know what I mean? Right. So it's like, you have to appreciate all that. But you know, like my parents, Gabe, the team, those are, you know, that's, even Gabe's dad is like my mentor. This man is so, he knows how to, and me and him share the same little, you know, temper with like electronics and stuff like that. I'll see him on his computer and he's about to throw his computer, but he can stop and turn and you know, and handle himself, because he's taught himself how to do that. But he's like, he'll even, you know, show me techniques and stuff like that. So and that's outside of music, you know what I mean? That's just on my own self, you know. So like and I'll always be I'm not even done, you know. Well, you're not even done. You're 26. You know what I mean? And I was thinking about this outside. I was like, you're 26. You're 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going to be in 5 years, bro?
I know.
You're going to be fucking insane. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Just,
I always have been thinking that. I started this shit when I was 17, and it's always like these 3-5 year gaps. I'm like, dude, in 5 years I'll be lit. And then I just keep thinking that, and it keeps working.
Yeah.
I'm not lit yet, but like, I just mean like, I always love falling in love with that future self.
I always thought, I was like, what would it be like if I had stopped drinking? I went to rehab when I was younger. If I went when I was like 23, you know what I mean? Even that 4 year gap.
Oh my God. A lot can happen in 4 years.
Yeah, for real. I mean, look what I'm doing now. You know what I mean? So it's like, but I can't look back on that shit, because that's just it's irrelevant to do right, that. You totally. Know what I mean? I am where I am now at the age that I'm at now, and I'm still happy, and I'm still doing what I love. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah.
Totally, dude. Yeah, dude. And it's like, what has patience played a role in your progression?
Patience is one of those things that I've lacked my entire life.
Me too.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, whether it's like, it's so hard to just get that. That just like that breath, but you can feel it. And once you could start kind of just training yourself, and whether that is like the long-term patience or the short-term shit, you're waiting in fucking line or something like that, it's all important. Because for me, it's like, if I feed into that short-term impatience, then I've already fed into that, then I'll feed into that later. And that's subconsciously feeding into all that long-term impatience. Totally. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, you got to learn to be patient. It's just one of those things that you kind of just have to do, or you should do, because it's going to make life easier. Blood pressure is going to go down and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But especially in this game, if you don't learn patience, then that means that you probably are, you know, then you're probably more susceptible to just fucking giving up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I got extremely lucky to be in the position I'm in, you know? So it's like, you know, I haven't had to have a 10-year wait for a fucking opportunity. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that I didn't play my cards right.
Right.
You know what I mean? So be patient, you know, whatever the fuck that is. But while you're being patient, don't be not productive. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, like, if you're like, I'm going to make this track and wait 6 months to make another track because I'm going to patiently wait for somebody to hear this, you're fucking wasting time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, But that also depends on what you're doing. Like for me, like I haven't recorded my own personal track in 6 months, but I'm not trying to be a fucking artist.
Yeah, you're a producer.
I'm just trying, you know what I mean? So it's like, and like I could go home to today and do it, but it's like, you know, I might, you know, I might not. Right. So it's, you know.
But that just is dependent on your direction, what you
But
want.
Also like there's patience with like the understanding of mixing. You understand that with that the amount of reps, the amount of time that you put in, if you can apply this to fucking going and working out, you know what I mean? That you're not going to get fit in a month, but if you're patient, you're consistent, and you keep doing it, that you're probably going to be pretty fit in the next 8 months. Because I, even myself, bro, when I was 22, I was like 265.
Wow.
And I lost 90 pounds and then I was just fucking ripped.
Yeah.
And I knew that, and I didn't eat one fucking lick of a carbohydrate for like 9 months. I remember I ate pizza and that was the first time I never ate the crust, and I still don't eat the crust on some weird shit. It's just like some psychological shit. But it was patience. It's just patience. Knowing that the end result will pay off. Just be consistent. You know what I mean? So I feel like working out is probably the best fucking... the best analogy for that.
It is.
So if you are working out your ears and working out your beats every single day, like you go to the gym, even if it's for a fucking hour, you're going to 9 months from now, you're going to be better at what you do.
Totally. That's why I relate.
Even if it's not like, I didn't blow up. Like for sure. If you look into the percentages on that, you know what I mean? Like it's bigger than that. You know what I mean? If you want to be an artist, be an artist. But you know what I mean? There's always going to be the steps that you have to take, you know? So patience is a huge part of this game.
Yeah.
For sure. Patience. And life.
Right.
Because even if you're not a producer or an artist and you work as an electrician, you're going to have to patiently work through probably 4 or 5 years of doing the same fucking shit until you know? So same shit, you know? It's just a different game. People just are a little bit more like they want faster in this shit because there's a higher payout at the end maybe, you know?
I also think that if you really are passionate about something and you want it to happen, you'll be patient.
Oh, yeah. It's because it's different. There's the patience with something like that. The patience is like, even if I wasn't getting paid to make beats and paid to mix and paid to, you know, whatever, I would still be doing what I'm doing. You know what I mean? The patience kind of just, I guess that goes, it dwindles. You know what I mean? The fact that I'd have to wait for, you know what I mean? Perfect. Because there's people that still are going to be fucking 10 times more talented than you, and they don't want a lick of fame, a lick of money. They just want to make dope shit, and that's it.
Totally.
You know, so it's like, and they have all the patience in the fucking world because they're just fucking making beats.
Right.
They're just fucking making tracks. You know what I mean? So like, you know, it's up to you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a, I mean, patience has been always a problem for me too, but it's even still a problem for me. I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years and like, I'm realizing from watching like Gabe, for example, who he's been doing this for way longer than that. How long has he been? He's been at least 20 years. I remember him
when he was 15.
Yeah. Okay. So like hearing him talk about his journey and seeing what he's done, I realized how young 10 years is in the journey. But that was hard for me because I feel the weight of 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I started when I was 17. I'm about to be 27.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that weight of 10 years. It's not like 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
7 years was even like, oh, I'm still just... I don't feel like I'm... It's hard to keep saying I'm just getting started. But then when I heard Gabe say like when he started, I was like, oh shit, bro. You're like... You really... Like 10 years is like... I'm like just eclipsing the halfway mark, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I think that's something people just won't understand. And by the way, that's not 10 years of making a song and then waiting 6 months and quote unquote being, it's been me 10 years consistent.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people might hear 10 years and go, okay, cool. I'm just going to be patient and then go with that whole, I'll wait 6 months to make a track. It's like, no motherfucker, it's 10 years of every day.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean?
But if it's something you love doing, then it's just like, it's just natural shit.
Yeah. It's like, if you want to do it every day, what's 10 years?
I remember when before Legion, before like, you know, before going to rehab and shit like that, I would sit, even like when I'd be like partying with friends and shit, like I'd still be on my computer making beats.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, and I'd still be like making shitty dubstep or like shit, you know what I mean? And it like, and it wasn't until I went to rehab and then I still like, I was like, I kind of understood mixing, you know what I mean? But I didn't really at all,
right.
You know? So it's like, for you're saying you've been 10 years, like, it's like, I've been making beats since I was 16, but I really even haven't been making beats like the way that I do them like professionally for like maybe like three, right. You know what I mean? So it's like, But it's like, that's all, it's, I guess that's subjective to myself. You right. know what I mean? Which way do I want to look at it? You know what I mean? Because like, technically I've been making beats for a fucking long time, but yeah. it's like, but have I really been, has my heart been in it the same way? Like my heart has been in it for sure. But now it's different. You know what I mean? Because now I have this, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, slight tangent. I don't know.
No, I totally get it. Yeah, no, I think, just to reel it in, because I kind of have to get going, but just to reel it in, we covered a lot of good shit today. Part two of our camaraderie. And I guess what's something practical that somebody could do today? Like, they just listened to this episode and the episode's going to be done in like a minute. What's something somebody can do right when they turn this off? Like, practical thing. Let's talk just to musicians. What's something they could do right away? That's a small thing, maybe, that they could do that might help them start getting on the right track.
Oh, today?
Like right this second. Like they're about to be done with this episode.
Oh man, dude, if you have an hour, just make a fucking, see if you can push yourself to make a track or something in an hour. You know what I mean? And you don't have to set a time limit or anything like that. Don't like, you know, just start a song. Just fucking start a song. And then all of a sudden you might see that it's 5 hours have gone by.
Right.
Wow. And then whoa. So, I mean, all I can say is I hope that if there's anything that I said that sparked any inspiration, that fucking ride that shit out right now.
Right.
You know?
Dude, I'll tell you one thing, just me being here, right? Like, it sucks. Like, the rest of my day is, like, schedule with, like, these work things I have to do. But I so badly want to make a song right now. Like, I just want to, like... Like, just being around you right now, just being in the studio, the vibe, the beat, the shit you're saying... Now I want to go do that shit.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys listening.
Shit again, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully you guys listening got some inspiration. If you haven't already, go follow Cropsy on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
It's at Cropsy Beats. KROPSIBEATS.
On Instagram. Yeah, go follow him. And of course, if you got any value out of this, leave a rating, leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, share this episode with a friend, and go stream the brand new single Do Me Wrong. The link will be in the show notes of this episode. All right, guys, thank you so much. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Peace.
I won't let you do me wrong.
Do me wrong.
Put everything in every song.
Every song.
Can't wait for you. You take too long. I'll admit when I'm not strong.
Yeah.
I won't let you do me wrong.